Hello, party people, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the judgies.
Boys, girls, and NBs, we had a catastrophe happen just moments before hitting record.
If it looks like I'm crying, it's because I was crying.
Erica's a big Bengals fan, and Joe just made the fucking Super Bowl.
You got that right,
folks. She's been waiting her whole life for the Bengals to make the playoffs.
What city are the Bengals from?
Cincinnati. Rivals with the Browns?
Yeah, no. I don't give a shit about the Bengals. We're rooting against them.
Yeah, you know what we got to say about the Bengals?
Boo.
Crack.
You got it.
Yeah.
Do you guys like my crew?
Yeah. Oh, do you like our crews?
Yeah. I was just telling Eric, I think it's like, it's the year of the crew next.
It's definitely crew next season.
I agree. And what is the reason?
I don't know. It just kind of like felt like the time, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Erica was the first one to like bring up that like, we should probably start wearing crew necks more often.
Crew necks are where it's at.
I agree.
Yeah, so like.
Do you know how much I got this one for?
How much did you get it for?
It was a lot actually because it's official SIU merch and it's a nice quality. Thick. Crew neck.
$35.
I don't remember. I've had it for years. I'm pretty sure Christian bought it.
It was more than $35.
Yeah, because he threw a fit about it.
That sounds right. That sounds appropriate.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That Christian be upset. Well, mine's an inside out Colts crew neck.
Why is it inside out?
Oh, it literally is because we made fun of him the last time we wore a blue one.
Oh.
It's literally inside out.
And now on the camera, it reads properly.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I put it on inside out in the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and I could read it, and I was like,
hang on.
The fuck?
That can't be right.
But guys, we don't just wear crew necks on this podcast. You know what else we do on this podcast?
We to judge Christian because he stomped on my big toe before we started recording, and that's
we'll
why it's crying.
No, we'll bleep that out.
And then he
it
said,
was an accident!
And then he said, don't worry, I still love you.
I do.
He wasn't lying. It was just a weird time to repress that.
He didn't even say sorry. He was just, no, I'm just kidding. You did apologize.
I probably didn't.
Absolute character assassination on this podcast, but we also podcast on this podcast. And we got 4+ goofy, wacky, silly stories that I found on the internet.
Wonderful. I can't wait.
Ready to be judged by you three.
Can we do some business at the top?
Yeah.
I got mail.
But before we get into the stories, we, of course, have to open listener-sent-in mail. That's P.O. Box 58, Ottawa, Illinois, 61351. Address it to the judges.
This one is specifically addressed to Christian.
Weird.
Sorry, I guess.
Does that mean
I have to open it?
Oh.
I don't like that.
Conflict brewing in the stewed. I think Christian's stepping on your toes here, opening up the mail.
Fuck you, and fuck you too.
Let's see what this little note has to say. Oh, it's just the Amazon return stuff. Oh, here we go. We fully expect a Patreon tutorial from this. From Will, Vanessa, and baby Lila.
Aww,
oh, who's
thank
that?
You. What?
Who's that?
Will?
Oh, it's a Crump 2.0.
Oh,
Crump.
Jesus.
How to Crump.
Christian, of course, infamous for his crumping.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for advanced crump techniques.
Oh, that's advanced.
Is this an instructional video?
I believe so.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I mean.
Honestly, Christian, I know like you try to stay away from this kind of stuff, but I think you should make your own personal motto, Crump 2024.
Crump is about self-expression, and once you have the proper foundation, there's no limit in the direction this can take you. The techniques demonstrated here are advanced and not to be found anywhere else. Invented by Tie-Dyes himself, one of the founders of Crump Dancing, he breaks down even the most complicated moves so everyone can easily understand.
That's good.
Techniques included advanced arm movements, chest hits, kill-offs.
Chest hits?
Hits.
Oh.
Kill-offs and taunts.
What's a kill-off?
Who knows? And then we'll have to watch, I guess.
Is this crumping or about Super Smash Brothers?
Does it say why he decided to call it crumping?
It might be. It's 80 minutes long, so there's a chance.
History of crump.
They also cover army moves, breakdowns, ground moves, traveling, balance, amped buck-ups, and much more.
Do you think he's just originally from, like, the Mount Crumpet area?
Where's the Mount Crumpet area?
From the Grinch.
What?
The Grinch lives on Mount Crumpet.
Who knows that lore?
I bet Abilene Sabrina knows that.
Full of interviews, characters, and buck sessions. This is pure entertainment. Thanks, Will, Vanessa, and baby Lila.
It was probably from Baby Lila. They just put their name on it so they didn't feel left out.
Fuck. I'm going to have to find a fucking DVD player now to play this on stream.
We can just put it in, like, the Xbox, can't we?
That's a really good call, Richard.
Guys, can I say something?
No, probably not. Wait, it's your episode?
Yeah.
Then I guess you have to.
That's correct. It'd be weird if I didn't and you guys reacted to nothing. My boyfriend has a fart fetish and it's becoming hard to handle.
Huh?
I get that.
That's what you have to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Now on to the stories. This is not a shitpost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pun intended?
I don't want to sound judgmental about this because I'm far from it.
You've come to the wrong place.
Yeah, you're in the wrong spot.
I've never been one to kink shame, but my 20 female boyfriend, 20 male, has a fart fetish that I was already aware of before we started dating.
Okay.
Okay.
In the beginning of the relationship, I tried really hard to satisfy his fetish because he would talk about his previous girlfriends being uncomfortable with it and even making fun of him for it.
I feel like that's an easy fetish to make fun of.
Yeah.
That's like, the problem.
A lot of them are easy to make fun of, but it doesn't mean you should or that it's okay.
Pick a least funny fetish.
Least funny?
Yeah.
Choking.
Okay, that's wow. Pretty good point you make there.
Right on brand. Christian choked, couldn't think of anything.
I wanted
to be the opposite of that. I wanted to entertain his fetish because nobody else had, though it isn't my cup of tea. It took me a lot of time for
me. It's actually cup of stew.
Nice. Hit that orange button, man.
I liked that one.
It took a lot of time for me to warm up to it because I've already been basically trained not to fart in front of guys for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It began with him just wanting me to fart around slash on him, like while we're cuddling, for example.
Okay.
Easy request. I do that anyway.
I was going to say, listen, I could be a fucking champ at this.
Then it moved on to him wanting me to fart directly in his face.
Okay, maybe not.
You're asking for an eye infection at that point.
Yeah.
This was all fine for me because he really enjoyed it, and all I want for him is to be happy. But over time, it started to become a little obsessive. If I fart and it's not for him, he gets really upset at me. As if every time I fart, it just has to be in his face. It gets tiresome having to always tell him when I'm going to fart because he'll sniff it and play with my butt for a long time afterwards.
That's a lot. There's a lot going on here. For every fart.
Yeah.
You have to be able to designate when is sexy fart time and when is just normal fart time.
Agreed.
What if you feel a fart coming on you and it's not going to be a sexy fart? Like, you can tell when it's coming out and you're like, honey.
I don't believe you. Sometimes you think it's just going to be a nice little and it's not.
Really? You struggle with identifying your farts pre-exposure?
Yeah.
I don't. Have you guys seen the TikTok series of the guy asking his girlfriend to guess his fart before he farts? She's never right.
No, but I'm like upset I haven't.
That definitely seems like it should be on your
For You
page.
What's going on with my algorithm here?
Sometimes a girl just wants to fart in peace and move on with their life, bruh.
Yeah.
If I come back from using the restroom, he'll say, "You fart on the toilet?
You farting in there?
Are you cheating on me with the toilet?
I could fucking hear those sloppy farts in there.
You're wasting all your farts on the toilet."
Or he'll accuse me of only farting when he's gone or asleep. I'm living in fart Nazi Germany. That's a stretch.
Mm. It's very bold of him to like be mad enough to be like, "You're not farting around me on purpose." Like, it's gone the completely opposite direction. We've horseshoed here where she's holding her farts because he's too much into it. She doesn't want to embarrass herself all the time.
Right.
What if they're in public?
Daddy needs his pick-me-up.
His fetish characterizes our entire relationship, as it's no longer just kept in the bedroom. Not a day goes by without him asking me if I have to fart, or just talking about farting in general. It's such a turnoff recently. I'm at a point where I literally just hold my farts in around him.
I can hear your bubble guts. Just let it out.
I've talked to him several times about me not being comfortable with constantly catering to his fetish. And sometimes he'll understand and apologize, but other times he gets offended, shuts down, and won't talk to me. I don't know what to do. I love him more than anything, and I just want to make him happy. But I can't deal with my whole relationship and life revolving around me farting. What do I do? How do I talk to him about this?
This one seems hard. Like, this should all just be able to be funny, but it's like, you might actually need to go talk to, like, a specialist on this.
Yeah, a couples therapist or sex therapist
or
something.
How do you properly set up the boundaries?
Well, it's pretty easy. Just anything that's sexual, leave it in the bedroom.
Okay.
That way she
doesn't
feel...
But what if you want to have sex in the kitchen?
Well, you can discuss that. You can cut the cheese anywhere you want. The fact of the matter is, if she's not comfortable, then you have to segment your life.
Yeah. Like I definitely saying, think it needs to, like, I understand that there are definitely some kinks that spill over into, like, I don't want to say your regular life, but outside of the bedroom or outside of, like, sexy time. But at the same time, like, there's some that just shouldn't be constant. Like, of the fart fetish.
Or choking.
Yeah.
If I'm driving, keep your hand away from my neck.
Correct. Absolutely. If I'm trying to eat, don't choke me. You know what I'm saying?
That would be pretty funny.
Do fart in my face and on my food, though, please.
No.
It is. I mean, like, it's just non-consensual at this point.
Yeah.
And anything that's non-consensual is not good.
Correct.
So this dude needs to get his priorities straight. If he finally found...
I had another, like, thought and I can't...
Push it out?
Can't push it out.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come back around. If you finally found a girl who's willing to do this for you, I would play ball, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, gamble with the, like, honey, I need more farts. I understand it's making you sad on the inside, but I need you to fart in my face constantly.
I want
to
know, how did this become a kink? How did this...
Yeah. I mean, how does anything happen, really?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's
like
what I'm...
Like, the farting kink? I think...
Yeah.
Isn't it because it's, like, so taboo that girls even are capable of farting, and that's, like...
Right, because we don't fart, we fluff.
It happens for the first time. You're just like, ooh-wee, that was so dirty.
It's like you're letting on a dirty little secret.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't be around.
And like, what if the first fart was kind of a sexy fart?
I don't know that I've ever heard a sexy fart.
I'll call you up next time on Snapchat video. Next time I have one brewing.
How do you know?
I know. A guy knows.
Do you know?
I know what a sexy fart sounds like. Or when it's brewing? Yeah. I know if the fart's going to be sexy when it's brewing in my guts.
I don't believe either one of you.
Yeah.
No.
Real sultry, like, deep bravado, but with, like, a little bit of a twang on the end.
Can you not feel like, oh, this is going to be, like, a stinky fart just by the way it's brewing in there?
No, because usually my super loud rumbly farts don't stink.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty par for the course.
Yeah. But, like, my silent ones are...
Deadly.
They're almost, one would almost say they're deadly. Like, they're silent and deadly.
Like, Christian's farts never stink. I have never smelled a stinky fart from this man, probably because his guts are clean.
I don't keep shit in there to pick up the fumes from.
True.
That's how farts work, Josh.
I mean, it is.
So angry.
Mine, you know, when I only poop once of every fortnight, then... It smells like something died.
Some would say a fart night, yeah.
Very good.
You know what, buddy?
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
That was too good.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't think that, again, I guess it's not my kink, but I don't think farts can be sexy.
Right. I mean, me either. Let me be clear.
I
just know
also don't think that you can fucking feel one brewing and know what it's going to say. I don't believe you.
You. First of all, let it be known, I have the most strange sounding farts ever. The shape of my ass is to be bewildered by many scholars in the music field because they're like, I don't understand how the amphitheater's going on down there.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a fart where
and then
you're...
you shit yourself a little bit.
No.
Okay.
That's I know you both have, but never that's have. Not where I'm going.
Nope.
I don't think I'm sure I did.
I don't believe either one of you. Anyway, have you ever been like in a weird sitting or laying position and you fart and instead of like rolling back,
it rolls forward?
It rolls forward. Does it tickle your nuts?
Yeah.
It happens the most when I'm in water, I guess.
Okay.
With the bubbles. But yeah, it does. And I don't like it.
Does it ever get like trapped under there where you can just like feel an air bubble under your nutsack?
Yes.
Okay.
Constantly, actually.
Okay.
I'm actually dealing with that at this moment.
And that's a sexy fart. So you've had sexy farts.
No. That's not a sexy
so
fart.
So you've had a sexy, sexy hot fart.
I'm sorry. What's sexier than hot air caressing your genitals?
Point proven.
I mean.
Oh, come on.
You've got a point.
Stumped.
How about my girlfriend lost her shit after she found out I was lying about my height?
Okay.
That's.
You don't want to talk about shit no more? No more shitting or farting.
I figured that was the natural end of that conversation.
All right.
Here's the problem. I'm going to have to do so much research to find a sexy fart to put into this.
Dude, I'll call you and just hit record, man.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have the soundboard. Just record it.
There we go.
That way we can get a really clean.
I'll fart on your mic. Yeah. I'll fart on one of the mics, but I won't say which. And then that way it's
it's funny.
It's sort of like a firing squad where you don't put bullets in all the guns because you don't want to live with the idea that you shot the guy. So I'll sort of fart on one of the SMBs at random. And that way none of us know.
No.
Sure.
I don't agree to this.
Nice. Sure.
It's the brain.
I got it.
Sure.
Sure. Hell yeah, dude. You're just quicker and funnier than me.
I should say that both of these are from relationship advice. My girlfriend lost her shit after she found out I was lying about my height.
Okay.
What kind of height do you have to be lying about for it?
Like, did you tell her that you were 6'2" and you're actually 5'2"? Because
how much would I have to lie on my height for you to be mad at me?
I mean,
well, if I've been gaslighting you this whole time and I'm 5'11" and you're actually like 5'8"
and I'm actually like 5'7",
yeah.
You are actually like...
Hang on, no.
All right, let's read the story, Joshua.
Sorry, this is on r/dating, my bad.
I can't believe you fucked us like this.
You want to restart?
No, it's fine.
We have to recapture the magic. Step on our other toe.
Okay, no, my toe.
It's for the podcast, Erica.
Listen,
you said you would give anything for this podcast.
I'll post... When my fucking toenail turns black and falls off from this, I'll post a picture of my feet for free.
I'm going to get fucking canceled.
Feet for free? Let's put that on Pricky Ricky on OnlyFans.
Pricky Ricky?
Yeah, I don't know. It just rhymes with Ricky.
So does pretty.
Ah, it's a real slant rhyme.
Say it again.
It rhymes. It rhymes.
That's what I thought.
I've never considered myself a short guy.
Sneak attack. Can I have that back?
No. After the break. I've never considered myself a short guy, but that changed when I started dating and seeing how most girls wouldn't give me the time of day since I'm under 6 foot. Barefoot is 5'8", 5'9", maybe.
So really he's like 5'6".
5'7", yeah. So when I saw I got more matches online when I put 6 foot, and life is typically better socially if you're taller, on my profiles, I decided to buy some insoles that boost height. I bought 2 inches, which put me up to 5'11". And when I put shoes on, I got to an even 6 inches.
Does he have like a link or a price on those?
Actually, I looked him up a couple of years ago. It's like $30 or less than $30 for like 2 inch insoles.
I could use it. Here's the thing. I have height dysmorphia. I could be 6'4". That'd be nice.
How do you have height dysmorphia when you're 6'2"?
Because I want to be taller, Eric. I'm a tiny little man. That's why I make fun of Josh for it.
I'm insecure. Your body gets so small. I've never seen a smaller Christian when describing your height. When I put shoes on, I got up to an even 6 foot. I pretty much wore the insoles whenever I was in public with women I was interested with and with other people. By the time I had to take my shoes off in front of them, they didn't notice. So I met my girlfriend through Tinder 2.5 years ago. She's 5'3".
She didn't notice for 2 years?
Well, she's 5'3".
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you're like, are you like taller today for some reason? It's just kind of that deal, but all the time.
I guess.
We met, went on a few dates, really vibed, and now here we are. I've, of course, have been barefoot in front of her, and she's never said anything. I assume she saw, but didn't care. So last week, I was filling out a medical form when she was sitting next to me. I guess she glanced over and saw it because she asked why I put my height as 5'9" when I'm 6'. 3 inches is big.
That's a pretty big lie.
3 inches is a large gap to make up.
Mm-hmm.
She never thought it was weird that he wore a size 7, but said he was 6'.
You know, I wear the same shoe size as you. So, like, you are a small boy.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Well, let's not expose. Josh has abnormally large feet. They're like way too
big. We don't shame people for having large feet.
Yeah, we're not.
I have large feet.
I wear a size 12. What size do you wear?
I wear a size 11 in women's.
So isn't that like a 13 in men's? Or is that a 9 in men's? It's a 9 in men's you go down to.
I don't know. I just know they're large. Shoes aren't cute for women when they're that big.
Erica, I think your feet always look cute.
That's weird.
I would pay to see those feet.
Why? You get them for free.
I'm just saying
you stomp all over them, so.
I would pay extra for that.
He misunderstood when you said these boots are made for walking. He thought he was supposed to step on them. I asked if she was being serious. She said she was. I told her that I'm 5'9". She didn't believe me. She said that I've been 6 foot since we've met. I told her that I usually wear insoles to give myself a boost in height. I brought out the insoles and showed her the difference. She has literally never been able to tell because she's so short that everyone seems tall to her. That's the trick. Date a short person.
This means he's been hiding because he's had to get new insoles over 2 years.
Or just like he doesn't have more than one pair of shoes.
So he has to like hide the fact that he's putting them in her shoes for her to not notice.
Changing the insoles to your house slippers? She then proceeded to get pissed off at me. She told me that I lied to get her to date me. She said that she wouldn't have dated me if I'd advertised that I was shorter than 6 foot.
She's fucking 5'3". What does it matter?
I told her that my height shouldn't matter 2 years later, especially since she couldn't tell the difference. She told me that I tricked her and had been lying to her for 2 years. What do I do?
I mean, I guess I get where she's coming from, that like, you started our relationship off on this lie, so what else have you been lying about?
This could be me reading into it. I feel like she probably didn't say, I wouldn't have dated you if you were under 6 foot. It's, I wouldn't have dated you if I knew you were lying.
Yeah.
Because the post is now deleted, but in all the comments, it was like, she's so shallow. She's a bad person. You don't want to date her anyway. A landmine dodged. Like, get out of there. And it's like, you've been manipulating her for fucking 2 years, bud.
Even if it wasn't malicious, like, he still started their relationship off on a lie.
Yeah, it's a bad fucking look. And then to, like, never say it
and
continue to wear them throughout the relationship, who are you doing that for,
that's
buddy?
The weird thing.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, he's clearly perpetuating it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, he's had to buy new insoles at some point. They don't hold up for that long, I'm sure. And so he had to, like, in secret, buy new insoles, put them into his shoes, break them in. There's a whole process here that he has to hide from her.
Listen,
so he knows he was in the wrong.
As a height disparaged man myself, being the national average, let me be clear, 5'9". It's not that bad to be not quote unquote tall. You just have to be confident in yourself. It's like with anything. You can be like a little ugly too, but if you're fucking chill with it, you'll do great things in life. You know what I mean?
Ask Pete Davidson.
As soon as you like show the like insecurity and whatever it is, then you get attacked.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny to me. Like, why go through all the trouble of hiding your height for 2 fucking years?
And only for 3 inches, like.
And if you're so worried about like not getting matches on Tinder, but 6 foot gets you there, like maybe don't date people who are that shallow in the first place. Then.
Yeah. Do you have to put your height on Tinder?
If you don't, we know you're short.
Okay.
Look, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast. There is a height calculating game in dating apps.
Yeah.
Like, I put 5'9". I assume people thought I was 5'8". Like, nobody puts 5'9". And if you put 5'10", they're going to assume that you're like 5'8 still. But if you put 5'11", it's like, what the fuck? Because nobody would put 5'11". So you just bump it up to 6 foot.
Yeah. So that's the only logical process here.
That 6 foot spot is where every guy defaults to. Anywhere from 5'9 to 6 foot is 6 foot. And then girls do the opposite. They always go down. So if a girl puts like 5'11",
they're probably
she's tall. She's like 6'1".
Okay.
At least in my experience.
I guess that kind of makes sense. I'm sure there's a lot of weird dudes that are insecure about dating a woman taller than them.
And you know what? There's plenty of confident people that just put their height, and it's true.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, like, lying about my height.
I mean, neither could I.
Yeah, I would never lie about my height.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't feel the need to lie about myself in general.
Yeah, I mean, dating apps are a fucking cesspool. They're a bad...
I don't really, like, have that much confidence or, like, really care about myself that much, but also it's like, if I don't tell you the truth, you're going to find out eventually, and...
Maybe not. Just...
What do you mean? He found out!
Just don't fill out medical forms of
Yeah.
Whatever.
She caught him slipping there.
What if he went missing, and she was like, he's 6 foot?
That's really funny.
Couldn't be him. That fucker's 5'9 on a good
day. That's what I'm saying.
You walk into a gas station, and she clocks you at the... what do you even call that?
Like height security height thing?
Hang on, babe. Casey says you're 5'9". He took his shoes off at the ball pit at McDonald's, and they're like, "What the fuck are you doing here, man? Where you're a twin?
This 12-year-old's taller than you are."
Guys, I have a real quick thing. Is that okay? And then we'll get to the break.
Sure. Yeah, no, let's.
It's not big enough for a full thing because I didn't do the work. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah,
Josh being lazy, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Honestly, tracks.
Yeah, it's a short man's thing is to be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I saw a post on Reddit. Does that make sense?
No, I don't think we've ever been on Reddit.
What's Reddit?
It's this website where they post cringe.
What's post?
Malone?
Or otherwise?
Otherwise.
Got it.
So, there's a relationship advice post about... something that somebody said during sex, and it was kind of a blah 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 story, but someone linked an Ask Reddit in there, and the Ask Reddit was from 7 years ago that said, "What is the worst thing someone has said to you during sex?" So then I went through the comments, and one of them says, "Oh my god, that feels like Josh."
Oh,
guess who Josh is? Not this guy. That's a confidence wrecker right there. Weird to feel like Josh.
Yeah. Is that like the name of her sex toy? Their sex toy?
That's a very positive reading of it. Although bad name for a sex toy.
What if it's like her or something?
Oh.
I didn't like it. As soon as I said it, I'm sorry.
Next one. One time things were getting hot and heavy with my girlfriend. She whispers my name into my ear. And for some reason, I still don't know why, I proceed to whisper my own name back into her ear. Extremely sensually. Needless to say, no sex was had that night.
I feel like that's something I would have done.
That's pretty fucking funny.
I feel like my brain's dumb enough to just do that.
Yeah, you just like call and response.
Yeah.
It's like your brain, you're distracted. You can't really, you're doing the ink blot test, but you never get past the first thing. Or like word association. Someone says butterfly, you're like butterfly. You fail. You're a psychopath. Last one. Not me, but an old friend of mine. Really quiet, soft-spoken.
This embarrassing thing, it definitely wasn't me. Couldn't be me.
You think Blackbird 82 would lie? Real quiet, soft-spoken, polite guy. A total gentleman and a graduate student in the liberal arts. Also, pretty inexperienced, tentative, and vanilla sexually.
This is them. They talk themselves up so highly.
How would you know all that information?
It's not me that said this, but it's my friend that I definitely fucked.
He's dating this really cool girl for maybe 2 months. She is much kinkier in bed. She floats the idea of dirty talk and apparently likes to be objectified from time to time. He's hesitant, but wants to please her and doesn't dismiss the idea outright. Changes the subject and figures they'll revisit the idea another time. Anyway, they have sex a few days later for the first time since the conversation. really going at it doggy style, and she tells him to dirty talk to her. Says he can't think of anything to say, so he says nothing. Then she repeats the request. But the second time, she is not fucking requesting, but demanding it. How does he know this much? He comes up with, yeah, you like that, you effing R word.
Oh,
he's never struck me for one as embellishment. So, I believe him. He said that was it for sex that night, although they are still together 2 years now.
The story was about you. You just want to say it because you said some slurs.
Oh,
that's fucked up.
How about that?
Oof.
How?
I mean,
it just slips out.
I get it. Dirty talk can be hard. Like, you're trying to think of something cute and clever and sexy in the moment, and dude, like, the first thing you think of is fucking...
It's pretty bad. The original story, we won't get into the full of it, but it was someone's boyfriend calling their girlfriend the F-slur during sex.
Oh my god!
And it's like, listen, that shouldn't be top of the brain. Like, I'm
no,
like, this is the first word I'm thinking of for dirty talk.
That's what how is that the first thing?
Any kind of slur like that is not in my brain at all. That's like, I would not even think to say those things, even in anger. Like, I don't get it.
The brain, the sex brain does weird things to people, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
And speaking of doing weird things to people, how about listening to those ads?
Yes, please.
See you on the other side of the break. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Guys, welcome back to this side of the podcast, Australian listeners. We're going in reverse because we've been flushing and we've been reporting. Christian and I saw something on TikTok where somebody was tracking how somebody had tracked every single bowel movement they had throughout the entire year. And so we thought, why the fuck not? Why shouldn't we do it? Christian, cue the meme in our Discord right here of me saying something about talking about shits. You got it. It's in the Judgy's podcast meme chat.
Okay. I was like, I don't know.
So I think I saw it like January 6th and I texted Christian. I was like, we should do this. So we had to make up some poops. Poops have been missed. Poops have been pissed. Poops have been overcounted, undercounted. But I imagine it'll all even out in the end.
It's going to come out.
Mine have been counted exactly.
The wash.
Well, yeah, you're counting to a much lower number, I presume.
You'll find out.
And here's my theory, which I know is correct. It's not really a theory. Do you want to hit the circle jerk button?
Circle jerk.
I'm sorry, Emo Joseph, you didn't consent to using that on poop talk, but we're going to Goldilocks the fuck out of this. I think we will be at a perfect 1-2-3 ratio.
Okay.
Really?
I think we're going to absolutely be at a perfect 1-2-3 ratio.
That's... Josh, this is one of the things I love about you is like the confidence you have to just you have so much belief in us. And I really appreciate that.
I just think you're going to shit at 1.5 times more than me.
Yeah.
Okay. So who wants to go first? Richard?
Sure.
So this is every poop. We didn't do dates. We're not fucking.
I have the dates recorded.
Well, okay. Again, you have much less to count, but we're not releasing that information unless you want to. But go ahead. Give us your analytics.
All right. For the month of January 2022, January 1st, had a poop. So that was the first one of the year, okay? Next poop I had, guess how many days between the first poop and my second poop?
I guess the question is, the over-under is going to be a fortnight. I want to say you didn't hit it. I want to say 13 days.
So the first poop was on the 1st.
Yeah.
Second poop was on the 15th.
Oh, wow. Right over the fortnight.
But then I pooped again on the 16th.
Oh, wow. Damn. Good week for Ricky.
I had fried chicken on the 15th.
And ripped right through you.
It ripped right through me. The 16th was some diarrhea.
You also have it charted on a 1-6?
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you, I've got little pictures of and color charts.
Pictures.
And it times me.
It timed you?
Yeah.
How long you poop for?
Yeah.
Erica.
What app are you using? Because it's so much better than what I'm using.
I have a Keeps note that I just add one to every time.
That's funny. Okay, so on the 16th, I had some diarrhea, and then How long do you think it took for me to poop again?
Fucking 7 days.
9 days.
Okay.
Josh, you're pretty close at this.
I told you, we're going to 1, 2, 3 this shit.
9 days. And then again, so that was the 1st, the 15th, the 16th, the 25th, and the 30th.
Wow.
I pooped yesterday.
So how many total?
5.
Okay, we're not 1, 2, 3-ing it. 5 poops in January.
Yep.
Once
in,
every
in all of January.
Once
I
every
5
6
times.
Days. So a weekly shit.
I guess it averages out to that, but it's
right.
Not
30
quite.
Days, 6 shits, 1 every 5 days.
To be fair, the 15th and 16th should count as 1.
No.
That's hang on. We'll come to me now. I didn't do all the fucking advanced stat tracking, but I had 27 shits in January, which I squeezed one in today. That's more than I was expecting. I was expecting it to be closer to like 20.
0.75.
Like 0.66, like once every day and a half.
Okay.
So I was a little surprised. However,
Josh, you're just doing a good job with that fiber this month.
One of the questions I had was I took a shit downstairs, got up, came upstairs, and on the way up, I was like, I got a shit again. So I sat down, and I was contemplating, is that one shit? And Aurora said, no, because I wiped and like got up and like washed my hands and was done, it now constitutes a second shit. But had I not gotten up, it would have been one shit. So if that's two shits, yours is two shits.
I mean, mine was like 24 hours apart, but like.
Exactly.
I also had a very, I would say, similar time frame's a little further off. I've had it to where it's like, oh no, I have to shit before work. And then as soon as I get into work, I'm like, I still have to shit. I just had to stop my previous shit because I was going to be late to work.
Does that now count? You've had a couple of those this month where you've had to like stop mid shit, go do something,
now,
and then go back to
it. Does that count as a single shit?
I think we got to count that as two.
It's a double shit. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like it's one.
Because look,
I've been tracking it as double shits.
Christian, I don't know about your guys' states of your BMs, but for me, one, it's always Illinois. That's not true. I shit in Mississippi this month. But mine is like, if the way I like to categorize is like when I shit, it's like it's out and then like I'm done and I'm good. And so the fact that I had to go back again is like that is in my mind a separate thing.
Okay.
Because normally if I shit, it's like whoop.
Yeah. And
about 45 seconds, I'm out of there.
45 seconds?
Yeah.
Good for
Jesus.
You, man.
Jesus. My longest one was like 25 minutes.
You're pushing the
Bad
whole time.
For you, man.
Does pregnancy increase or decrease poop frequency in general?
In general, for most people, most pregnant women or pregnant people are constipated.
Constipated?
Because everything's my daily life, so.
Is that because everything's scrunched up, so it's harder to move through?
I don't know.
Because I would have thought the opposite. Like, because everything's scrunched up, it might, like, push everything faster.
I fucking hope that's the case for me.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, probably. I mean, that honestly, this is pretty average.
Do you think because you're constipated so frequently, it'll help when you shit out the little fucker later?
I am so, I was literally just talking to Heather about this earlier today. I'm so worried about pooping during birth. Like, it's a real fucking fear of mine. And I know that people that give birth,
just do it.
It happens all the time. I understand. But like, and I just saw TikTok too the other day that was like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, it's really not that much.
Yeah, yours is going to be a shit.
You're so constipated, it can't be that much.
I'm so constipated that it's going to weigh more than the baby.
they're just
going to be like, where did all of this come from? They're going to think I'm hemorrhaging from the inside, but it's just poop. I have nightmares about this. Joshua, this is a real fucking fear of mine.
It sucks.
I know. And this is exactly why my sister was born as quickly as she was, because my mother refused to go to the hospital until she pooped at home. She's going to fucking hate me for telling this, but she was so scared to poop because she didn't want to have a toilet baby. But then she took too long to get to the hospital. So it was like my sister was born within 5 minutes of being at the hospital.
Hey, that's one way to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask my mom if she pooped.
You can't just like hold
table.
The baby in.
Yeah. Just
while you
no,
shit.
Just
no.
You do like a Kegel action. No. You just, it's like you, how you stop a pee. It'll stop the baby from coming out.
Just,
okay.
Just
okay,
birth.
So
just birth a little bit, cinch it off, and then go to the hospital, and then like go in, and then finish.
You won't piss in your own pants. I know from experience.
But like the next time you're pooping, try not to pee and see how that works for
that
you.
That is impossible.
Exactly.
That's possible.
It's the same muscle movement.
Christian, guys, how many shits you got, man?
What do you guys want to guess?
All right.
You want to guess daily?
You had five?
Let's do some quick math here, Joshua, yeah. Okay? I know Christian's poop schedule.
Okay.
Okay? He poops first thing in the morning.
Yes.
He poops when he gets to work.
Okay.
Sometimes that might just be one.
Okay.
Most of the time it's two.
So let's say one and a half.
One and a half. He poops around lunchtime.
Okay, two and a half.
He poops before he leaves work.
Three and a half.
He poops when he gets home from work.
Four and a half.
That one
he poops
true.
20 minutes after eating
that's true.
Dinner, and then he poops at least one more time
so
before bed.
You're estimating five and a half shits a day.
At least.
I'm going to go a little bit more conservative than that.
Sure.
I'm going to say, you had five?
I had five the whole month.
I had 27, so five. If we multiply mine, we're not going to be at a golden ratio here, which kind of stinks. But I'm going to guess that you're at 54. I think twice as frequent as me.
Erica? Guesses?
Which would be 10 times more frequently than Erica, which is a weird way to think of it.
Okay, so if we say he poops, let's be conservative. He poops at least four times a day. What's four times 31?
124.
That's what I'm going with.
That's a pretty good guess, Erica. First off, I want to defend myself a little bit.
You poop so much.
I do poop a lot. I tell you different stories of me pooping different times in the day, and now you've conflated them to me shitting eight times a day.
Okay.
I usually only poop a single time at work.
Throughout the whole day?
Yeah.
I did not have that impression of you.
At work.
I thought you were multi-shitting. Well,
and here's another, this tracking our poops, it's made me realize instead of like going to the fridge out of boredom, I'm just going to take a shit out of boredom.
I 100% believe that.
That's when if I poop multiple times at work, it's because it's like 1:30 and it's like, I don't want to start another project today. So I'd be like, I could probably poop. And then I sit in there for 45 minutes and I get dead legs. And it's like, how do I get out of here without looking like a weirdo?
Do you enjoy pooping?
Yeah.
Have we talked about this? Do you enjoy it? Like it's a pleasurable experience for you?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Erica does not.
No, it's not a fun time for me. Like, once I'm done, I'm like, oh, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
And while it's happening, I'm like, okay, we're getting somewhere. I'm going to feel better. But I don't have a good time.
Yeah. Men are blessed with this little thing called the prostate.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So we just get, it's literally just like hitting a pleasure button the whole time.
All right. Now what we've all been waiting
Christian
for.
Christian refuses to do butt stuff, but what we've spends all been, a lot of time pooping.
What
so
we've all been waiting
starting
for,
to make sense.
What we've all been waiting for. Christian's grand total for the month, 94 poops.
94, the year I was corn.
Me too.
94. Okay, hang on. Ooh, no, it's not. What's 94 divided by 27? I need to see the ratio here.
Dude, I hope we have this Fibonacci.
You poop 3.5 times more frequently than me.
Yeah.
And Erica poops more frequently than me? Or
how much?
Than Eric, than Christian.
Yeah.
18
times. Yeah, I would say on a conservative day is probably three poops.
Three would be like a very conservative day.
To be fair, your average per day in January has been 3.03.
Yeah, that sounds. Usually, I've had a couple days because we did like housework. So on those days, I only pooped once or twice. And we had 3 days of that. It really threw off my numbers, but. First day of the month was New Year's Eve. We did a power hour. I had the fucking days. I had six
like
shits.
60
I had six shits in the first day of January.
You're really pumping up your numbers.
Also, the day after the Pocky Chip Challenge.
Was that in January? I think that was before January.
Oh, that might have been in December.
Destroyed my stomach.
Yeah. That would have really skewed your numbers, too.
But I think that still was lingering in my system with the post 9/11. Post New Year's bash.
That's fair.
A lot of poops, guys.
So you go. I know that was. I did not expect that to go so long.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll check back in a month. No, it's fine. I thought it was a very engaging discussion. I'm sure our listeners are very interested.
You'll hear more in five episodes.
Everybody, start tracking your poops.
It's fun.
Oh, do you want to know the app that I'm using?
It's got a fancy poop league.
Yeah,
going.
Sure.
I told one of my coworkers that we were doing this, and she was like, do you have an app for it? And I was like, no, I was just going to, you know, put it in my notes app or whatever. And she said, check out PCAL, P-C-A-L, like poop calendar.
Okay.
So that's what I downloaded. And you can like literally. Yeah.
You can put what it was on the, like the Bristol stool scale. Yeah.
Like if you added a new record.
You can put the color. Oh my yeah. God.
And your speed, you know, between 5 to 10 minutes.
So you just hit like a stopwatch or you manually log the time?
It says between 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, there's
less than
not,
five
okay.
minutes, more than 10 minutes.
I gotta we are not sponsored by PCAL.
Is that
unless you want
is that the default color or that's the color you picked?
Oh, that's the default color.
Okay. I was like, that's the color. I would say I was sick if my poop was that color.
I mean, yeah, my poop's like never that light. But it's got like a notes thing. And then
come and butt.
Okay.
You can also take pictures.
I use an app called Poop Map, and
very thorough.
That one's a little more fun and interactive. You don't get to like pick what your poop look like, but
it gives analytics as well. Does yours give analytics?
Yeah, mine gives analytics, and then you can join leagues. You can join poop party leagues. But I'm kind of a weirdo, and I only poop in two spots. So like, if I join someone's league, they'll be like, "Oh, this is where you work, and this is where you live." So now he can't join any leagues.
We can't like turn off like geocaching or anything like that?
I don't know. Maybe if I look deep enough into the...
Judgy's Poop League coming to you. This was sent in by a lot of listeners multiple weeks ago. It was also huge on Twitter from what I understand.
Okay.
But it's a Reddit post.
I've already seen it. Don't worry. You don't have to read it.
Probably did. New subreddit alert?
Whoop.
Am I the asshole?
You fucker. That's my joke.
For thinking of...
Boo. Thank you. Hey, you said you were going to give me the carrot back after the break.
Oh, she's fucking smart as a fox.
It's for stealing my joke.
Okay. I feel like that was a waste.
No, it was
as wasteful as a fox, too. Am I the asshole for thinking of leaving my boyfriend because of Danny DeVito?
Why would Danny DeVito... Wait, is she leaving him for Danny DeVito?
No, just because
he's happily married.
Erica, we don't need more tea on this podcast to get us in hot trouble.
The reason is because the boyfriend's just not living up to the standard that Danny DeVito has set.
That's fair.
My 31 female boyfriend, 33 male, really likes Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm. Great dude.
Who doesn't? We have been together now 6 years, and he has always liked him. Even when we first got together, he had a cardboard cutout of him he got a few years before. It's never even bothered me until we went home working because of COVID, and honestly it didn't even bother me. It bothered one of his colleagues. He has a well-paid job and is thought of very highly in his workplace, and has been told by his boss when he retires next year he will be recommending him for the job.
Wow.
He has been there 12 years, and this will really be a huge advancement for him, and he deserves it. Not for the strange part, due to him now home working, he has been doing a lot more video calls, and his boss's boss really does not like the Danny DeVito cardboard cutout. He asked him to remove it during a meeting, so he did, and the meeting carried on. The week after that, in another meeting, it was back in its usual spot. After the meeting, Jay, her boss's boss, asked my husband to hang on and blew up at him over the cardboard cutout being back. He snapped back that he is unable to tell him how to decorate his house, and unless he formally puts it in writing, he won't be removing it.
I'm a package deal. If you want me, you get Danny.
It's quite a hill to die on.
I mean, I get it to an extent. Like, this is my fucking house. You're making me work from home.
Also, doesn't Zoom just have, like...
blurred background?
Yeah, you can just get, like, a green screen background.
It's just Danny DeVito's big head. I tried to speak with him calmly that maybe he could just move it, but he hasn't had none of it. He went as far to buy an oil painting of Danny DeVito and hung it right behind himself. And even got a couple more cardboard cutouts.
I think what? That's fucking funny.
This is such an insane thing. To like, you're going to get this very prestigious position. Just please get rid of the Danny cutouts.
The thing is, the place he works at is the FX. And they're like, I just see enough of Danny DeVito. We don't need more of them.
There's never enough of Danny DeVito.
His boss's boss at this point has pretty much said, although he can't fire him, his career here is dead.
Ugh.
Yikes.
So he decided to find a new job without consulting me and will be ready to leave his job in January after serving this notice. I tried again to speak calmly with him and he just blew me off. and said he isn't staying somewhere who values the decoration of a room over the quality of his work.
That's fair.
You gotta give props to the man for having principles.
He has principles. He's sticking to them. He's got convictions.
Yeah.
At this point, I absolutely blew up at him and called him out for how childish he's being. Bad girlfriend. And I'm honestly not sure who he is anymore because of this, and I'm genuinely thinking of leaving him. We haven't spoken in a couple of days, and honestly, an argument has never lasted this long. I might be the asshole because I should have maybe took his side, but am I the asshole?
Yeah, I feel like this is not her business.
Lady, I have to tell you, if you actually do leave him, he's going to spiral to just becoming Frank Reynolds, and that's on you, all right?
That is not on you, first of all. I just feel like it's his house. Don't tell him how to decorate his house. Also, see, I'm conflicted here because I also get, like, if my boss told me one time, like, hey, your cutout makes me uncomfortable, can you not have that on during meetings? I would just move it to where it's not an issue. Like, it's not that big of a deal to just move it. But then also, I think it's fucking hilarious that he went above and beyond and added more.
How much of his per diem do you think is he spending on Danny DeVito attire?
He merch? Has an 8 all week to save up enough to get a new Danny DeVito fat head.
Honey, great news. We got a $2,000 bonus straight to the DeVito fund.
That can give me 3 Danny fat heads.
It is the funniest hill to die on. This dude is about to, like, do the biggest career move he could possibly have. And he's just like, this 12 years after working for this company, and I felt fine. Now I'm making a lateral move to a different company that respects my Danny DeVito fetish.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, I think that the boss's boss overreacted.
Yes. Yeah. Why does it matter?
It's his house. Like, what does it fucking matter?
He's like a foreign diplomat. He actually has a very important role.
Did I mention her boyfriend's name was Jen Psaki?
I don't know who that is.
The White House press secretary.
Oh, she's cool. Okay.
Are we ready for the listener submitted sound?
Oh, have we judged the sister? Or the sister?
The girlfriend?
The girlfriend.
Oh, I guess not. Is she the asshole?
I think she is.
I think everyone sucks here.
Yeah. Everyone does suck, but also, yeah, like,
a certain degree.
I was about to say, like, I don't think he needs to consult you on getting a new job, but I would be fucking mad at you if you just all of a sudden found a new job and didn't tell me about it.
I think if you're in a long-term relationship, I think you should consult your partner because that potentially affects both of your finances.
Yeah.
Maybe if your, like, bills aren't tied up at all, but still, like, if I just, like, quit my job and didn't talk to Aurora about it, I think she would rightfully be upset.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing where it's like, one, fuck corporations. Like,
yes.
Fuck you for making this have to be a thing.
Correct.
But also, two, like, where do you draw the line on the joke?
Yeah, it's such a small line to, like, ruin your career for.
Yeah, and potentially your relationship.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's looking for an easy way out, and he got it. Well, earlier we were talking about our runs. This listener sent in a submitted sound. I've been listening to the pod while training for a marathon.
Wow.
Going on some runs of her own. And we're a great distraction from the work. Thanks for all we do. And here's her listener submitted sound. Erica, I think you specifically are going to love this one.
This has the honor to be your listener submission. A dot judge.
That's Hamilton, baby.
We tricked her.
We tricked her into liking Hamilton.
Ha ha, you like Hamilton.
She says, hi, judges. I have a Hamilton-inspired listener submission sound for y'all. I watched Hamilton for the first time last fall and have had the soundtrack on repeat since then. So I loved the Hamilton joke on a recent episode. Erica, how's it feel to have gotten got?
Oh, you mean like you did to me on Friendsgiving? With the pies?
This is equivalent to the pies.
Yeah. And you said you would never do that to me again?
Hey, this is a listener doing it to you.
That's true.
That you cut out a whole part saying...
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. P.S. Please trick Erica into listening to this. I swear she'll like it if we give her the chance. I deleted it! Oh, no, Sammy. I'm so sorry. I deleted your email.
So unfortunate. And I even emptied the deleted folder. Oh, this is such a bummer. Fat fingers. Fat fingers. Oh.
Are you ready for the listener submission?
No.
on a live stream that I was live on twitch.tv/judgiespod, we had somebody come in and say, hey, I just sent you in an email. It's about this. And I had already read it and put it into my Josh to read folder on the Gmail. That's how juicy of a title it was.
Wow.
So thank you for sending this in. Am I the asshole for not wanting my girlfriend to get a matching tattoo with her ex?
Hang on. Mm-hmm. I got distracted by flipping you all off.
Honestly, that's not the first time that's happened.
True.
Am I the asshole for not wanting my girlfriend to get a matching tattoo with her ex?
Like, their present day girlfriend is like gonna go get a tattoo with her ex right now.
Yeah.
But was it already planned and paid for and scheduled in advance before they broke up?
No.
Are you sure?
I, 20-year-old female, and my girlfriend, 22-year-old female, lesbian couple, were dating while in college. We had been dating for about 10 months when this happened. My girlfriend had this ex that she would talk about and say that she was the one of the only people she ever truly loved. Obviously, this hurt my feelings because I felt like we were getting pretty serious. But my girlfriend would just say that everyone has that ex that they will always care about, and it was nothing more.
That sounds like a red flag to me.
I didn't really think about her ex much because they weren't in contact, and so I had no reason to be worried about her. Until summertime, when my girlfriend went home for the summer. I still lived with my parents in Milwaukee, and she lived in Green Bay, so it was a decent drive to see her. It's like 4.5 hours, maybe.
Yeah, the math checks out.
We Skyped and texted all the time and would visit on weekends sometimes. One weekend, she came down to Milwaukee and told me that she had started talking to her ex again.
At least she's being open and honest about it.
I became worried because I knew her feelings about her ex, but she assured me that they were just friends. She said that her ex was in a relationship with a man and had a kid with him, and they were planning to get married. That did calm me down, and I didn't say anything else about their friendship. About a month later, she came back down to Milwaukee and told me that her and her ex were planning on getting matching tattoos together.
We're getting each other's names tattooed on us.
I was very angry at this because of their past and the fact that she would do that with an ex while still being with me. We argued about it for days. I told her I was uncomfortable because every time I saw it, I would be reminded of the ex my girlfriend still has feelings for. And she said that it was her body and she would do what she wants with it.
Both are fair enough arguments.
Yeah.
The tattoo they planned on getting wasn't a small tattoo either. Not that the size matters. The size doesn't matter, though. Can we be clear? It's all about the motion of the pen. But yeah, it was going to be about 6 to 8 inches on her back. That's a pretty big tattoo.
That's above average.
6 to 8 inches?
Uh-huh.
I knew that she had
Are you measuring from the bottom or the top of the tattoo?
What's the biggest tattoo you've ever had? I knew that she had a point to say that it was on her body, but I was still very uncomfortable with the situation. Whenever I brought it up, she would just tell me I have nothing to worry about and that I'm just being paranoid and annoying.
That seems like a weird descriptor there.
So was I the asshole in being mad that my girlfriend for not wanting her to get a matching tattoo with her ex?
I think take this as advice from an internet stranger. Maybe time to part ways. It sounds like you guys aren't on the same wavelength here, and it sounds like it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
So, it is common amongst lesbian women to remain really good friends with their exes.
Okay.
That is a very common
trope.
Sure. So it doesn't really surprise me. And I really feel like unless this is OP's like one of their first relationships like this, it maybe is a surprise to them. But I say that if that was me, I would be pissed too.
Of course. I
would not like that. But I'm also a very jealous type. So I don't know. I guess what's the context of the tattoo? Are they getting like an inside joke that they shared during their time together as a couple? Or is this like a BFF tattoo? Or
what if it said like some Romeo and Juliet type beat, like star-crossed lovers never meant to be?
That's fucking awkward.
Or like wrong person or right person, wrong time.
That's awkward. And that like that her, would be upsetting.
Her back says wrong person, the other person, right time.
I don't know. I definitely get both sides of it. Like, you can't tell me who I can and can't be friends with.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can't tell me what I can and cannot do in terms of tattooing my body.
Yeah.
Especially when she's being open and honest about it, telling you, hey, I've started talking to her again. We're friends. Here's the situation. Like, yeah.
But it's also okay to just to break up because those don't meet your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think the hardest part of it all, too, is that they're long distance. I'm sorry to cut you off, Josh. No, just say your point.
Oh,
no,
how's it feel, Joshua?
You know, Josh, just say your point. I just think that's long distance, so it makes it even harder, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, please say your point.
That was 7 years ago. We have an update.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
It was baked in with an update.
Okay.
Because our listeners know how to make good content.
Hell yeah.
The rest of the story, she did end up getting the tattoo with her ex.
Okay.
And by the end of the summer, she had cheated on me with her ex.
Oh, shit.
What? No way.
I know. We didn't think it was going to happen. She apologized, and for some reason, I stayed with her.
Okay.
She said that her ex wasn't going to tell her fiance and just pretend it never happened, even though they were still talking. Her pussy's got to be bomb to go through all this. We ended up taking a break a few months later because of her failing grades in school. And after a few weeks, I realized how
I got to stop you for a second. That seems very weird. Like,
she got put on the commissioner's list and she was unable to perform because her academic grades were
too low. We're going to have to take a break in our relationship because you're getting C's and I can only go out with a girl that gets B's.
It was probably the other girl's decision to say, I need to focus on my schooling.
You're right. She seems like she's very self-reflective and honest with herself and would make that mature of a decision.
Okay, go on.
She's grounded. You can't get any pussy until you get those grades up.
Stop. Disgusting.
We ended up taking a break a few months later because of her failing grades in school. And after a few weeks, I realized how abusive she actually was to me and completely stopped talking to her, even though I knew she wanted to get back together with me. It's been 7 years since that situation. I'm happy to say I've been dating another wonderful woman for the past 6 years, doing the Erica and Christian way of dating for 10 years before planning to get married.
Okay, first of all, that's the Christian way. That is the Christian Kleckner way.
How many years would you have chosen if you had a choice?
I would say
9.
No, he proposed at 8. So at least through college. I don't know, mid-college, I would have been fine with it too.
With what money?
Did I ask you for money? I asked you for marriage. To cost
I had
30...
to give your family a dowry.
No, you didn't. It cost $30 to go to the courthouse. I could have paid for that.
30 dowries? I still can't believe I didn't leave my ex right after she told me she wanted to get the tattoo. But I was young and dumb, and abusive people just have a way of keeping you in. Side note, I'm a therapist. I just want to tell Erica that I love the way she tells everyone to effectively communicate. She could easily be an awesome therapist, too, if she wanted to be.
I don't know about that, but thank you.
Anyways, I love you guys and hope to have my story be judged by the judges. Sincerely, member of the jury, a judges fan.
Thanks. That was a great submission. I love an update, and I'm glad that you found, I mean, I guess I should have guessed that this person was abusive. It's not a great start to the relationship. You called it, really.
Christian knows his shit.
He knows his shit.
Look at him. That's the mind of a man who knows a little bit about everything.
Yep. That's true. I know a little bit about anything. You could ask me anything, and I know a little bit about it.
Honestly, that's very true.
You threw out the word dowry, and I was like, how did he know that? But then I remembered you got married, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I had to pay her family a huge dowry.
No, we didn't.
I don't know how dowries work.
Christian, name one non-Tim Allen actor from Home Improvement.
Oh, God.
Don't
dowry.
No. What? I was like, hang on. Does Erica know a little bit more about everything? Yes. You're there, man.
I mean,
think
Sora.
Think Jonathan? No, it's not. It's not Sora.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yes!
It's Simba from The Lion King.
And also, is it Devin Siwa? No, that was
JoJo
that was Wild
Siwa.
America. Sorry.
JoJo Siwa was on Tim the Tool Man Taylor. He was.
No.
Huh?
That was so impressive.
Guys, Christian found the one impression he can do.
We're going to go back and listen to that, and it's going to be so bad.
I don't think so.
Christian, in post, just put a Tim Allen
oh
on.
Oh my God, you're so smart.
How does it go? I don't fucking know. But we're getting out of here. That was it. It was a long episode. Honestly, we shit talked for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I am. I thought it was going to be 6, 27, 95, 90. Over. But man, yeah, you guys no. really went above and beyond.
It went like one of my circle jerks.
The shittiest couple on the internet.
I mean, yeah.
I don't like that.
We've been associated. Christian has in private talked to me about this, so you can cut this if you don't want this. He goes live and immediately people talking about shits and farts and butts.
Yeah.
I go live and immediately people are like, pilk, 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 pilk. Where we've been synonymous with shits and pilk.
Okay.
And queen shit for you, I guess. And mom, like, we're the internet's mommy and daddy right now. And by we, I mean you. I'm just sort of like the weird uncle who lives in there.
The funkle.
The funkle. I would like to think that I'm more of an Uncle Jesse, but I think I'm more God. Of the other one.
Yeah, you're Joey. Wait, no, wait. You want to be Joey. You're definitely, wait, which one?
Joey is David.
Coulier.
Coulier.
That's who you are.
Yeah, I don't want to be that.
Yeah,
yeah, you but are, I guess that's kind of ironic. You know what I mean? Erica, can you get us out of here? Do you not like my joke?
I didn't like that
joke. I didn't
joke.
Like it either.
Christian didn't even get it, did you?
I got it.
He knows a little
he
bit.
He went yeah. out with.
I mean, went out. She was 17. It's like, can you really consent to
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can find us on the internet by searching Google for the Judgies podcast. And it'll probably bring up our Spotify and our Apple and our YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and Twitter and all the other things that are associated with the Judgies pod, and that's J-U-D-G-I-E-S pod. Also, we've got merch. Also, Patreon. Also,
she's doing the whole dang thing.
Gmail, judgiespod@gmail.com. Just fucking Google it.
You've missed two.
Send us
can
all
you
things.
Get the last two?
Patreon.
And?
OnlyFans. Letterboxd.
No.
Okay, Letterboxd. No, that's the important one.
Twitch.
One more. I forgot that
Discord.
One.
Discord.
There it is, baby. Hey.
If you go to our Patreon for $1 a month, you can join the Judgies Discord.
The Discord is so freaking fun, guys.
It is super fun.
There's memes.
I love it.
There's streams.
There's pictures of people's dogs and cats and animals.
There's dreams.
Mm-hmm. There's judging.
There is judging. And there's ending the episode in the Discord.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, they get it, honey. Thanks.
I don't want to step on anybody's toes here, but that was a pretty good episode.
How dare you?